Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, we're gonna go into the mind on this one, guys. Let's go to the mind on this one. We're going to the mind because I need y'all to see something, dog. Let's go. Let's take a moment and let us. Oh, I forgot, freelance guy. Guys, y'all want you guys make sure y'all go ahead hit the notification button. We have new shows, uploads and stuff like that. Y'all get that information, guys. Anyway, but what I'm saying is this: let's go into the mind for a second. We gotta go into the mind, guys. Y'all have been blinded by so much shit that you don't understand how women actually think. Guys, let me explain something about, I guess nobody's ever told you this shit about women. The lines are open. 99.9, I want to say 99% because I leave out the bulldogs, the dykes and shit. Even them, they probably the female woman lesbian would. But what I'm saying is this, guys, 99% of the women out there are driven by their insecurity to be noticed and wanted by men. Guys, every woman that you see walking down that has augmented her body, the fake nails, they want to see, these motherfuckers want to lie to you and say, oh, I just did it because I wanted to look good. I did it because I'm just a woman and I'm allowed to do it, and I just want to feel good about myself. Exactly. This is my whole fucking point. Feeling good about this stuff. See, women feed off of, what was that fucking movie that we were sucking the life force out of people? What was that fucking movie, guys? Where they were draining motherfuckers. What was that fucking movie? They would just like drain your soul. They like drain your I forgot what fucking movie was that where they were draining the people's bodies or whatever. I forgot what it was, but what I'm saying is that women, their power, I guess, yeah, Green Lantern or Mortal Kombat, yeah, or it, yeah, it did it, well, it ate people. I don't mean but what was this movie they would just drain, I guess Mortal Kombat would grab their souls and shit, where they would just like, suck your soul. I just rip your soul out of you and do sucking or touching. But what I'm saying is this, guys. I want y'all to think about this for a second. You guys don't realize that it is the majority of you guys that give women the power that they have. And the reason they get the power, how to get the power, is by working out, right? They either work out or they augment their body in a way to get the attention of guys to feel good about themselves. Why? Because most of these women are motherfucking insecure. They're insecure about their body. They're insecure about their looks and all that other stuff. They're very insecure. Women love guys wanting them. It makes them feel good. But they will always do something to their body because they don't like looking in the mirror, guys. They don't like looking in the mirror. They rather look out the window to see what Beyonce or Kim Kardashian's wearing, or y'all follow me on this, looking out the window. They got the We Channel and all this other shit, or Lifetime. They tell the women, the latest fashion or the latest dress wear or the latest hairstyle. Why? Because they dress up to get our attention. That's all they're doing. But this is where we have the advantage, guys. See, what fucks a woman up is not when you kiss her ass. is when you cannot, when you don't give a fuck about her ass. That's what fucks him up. See, a lot of women are used to guys always just, oh my God, you're so beautiful. I just, oh my God, I'll do anything for you. This is so beautiful. You know, all that stupid shit, right? But you know the one guy she cares about is the motherfucker that knows she looks good but doesn't say shit. She's just a woman. That's all. Nothing special. And what aggravates her is, why haven't I, what, cast my spell on you? And what is the spell that's casted? It's the titties. It's the ass. It's the thighs. It's the whatever, hey, whatever your thing is, okay? Whatever your thing is, a lot of women will work towards casting and blinding you to a point where you feel inadequate. See, she feels better when you feel less than her. Now, now follow me on this. She ain't shit. Her insecurities are way below zero, okay? But it makes her feel better when she makes you feel less than her. See, so many of y'all guys are working below the surface. This is the only time I tell you don't work below the surface. This is the only time I tell you don't work below the surface. Because these women are very insecure about their bodies. They're insecure about guys. But what makes them feel good is when they make you feel less than what they feel, then that's when they feel they got the edge over your fucking ass. But you want to know the ones that they threaten on? They're threatening about the ones that are upstairs, the ones that are above ground, the ones that say, I don't need you to be happy. I don't need you to function. I don't need you at all. I don't need you for any fucking thing. Except if I want a fucking kid or a wife, but other than that, I'm good. I don't need you. But when you have that attitude, guys, you then cast a spell on them. See, guys, why do you think that women, when they living on the top of the hill with the guy with the body, the muscles, the nice cars, the clothes, and all of the stuff, right? But they thinking about that motherfucker either in a trailer park or in a bad apartment or a lower middle class area. They in bed on the top of the hill. But they thinking about the motherfucker at the bottom of the hill. They thinking about, what is he doing right now? Is he thinking about me? Why hasn't he messaged me? Why hasn't he called me? Why hasn't he gotten in touch with me? Is he mad at me? Did I do something wrong? I need to find a way to get in touch with him. That's what they thinking up here when they got all this shit. Because I'm telling you, just because the motherfucker, I keep telling y'all, man, that's the funniest thing, and I'm going to do a video on that on the side. It's the funniest thing when somebody tries to tell you, oh, my God, I ain't got a chance for the guy who's got looks, he's got status, he's got clothes, he's got cars, nice shoes, and a car. I can't compete against that. Bull fucking shit. Bullshit. Because clothes, cars, status, and money, and a chiseled body, and good looks can't fuck a woman mentally. Cannot make that emotional connection. Yes, he is going to give her what she wants, guys, and that's the truth. I'm sorry, that's the truth. But guess what? So fucking what? That's the truth. She wants all that fairy tale, Walt Disney bullshit. But she'll still come down to the mud and fuck me. She'll still come back down to the mud and suck my motherfucking dick. She'll come down to the mud and take my nut all in her face. She'll come down to the mud and do what I want her to do. I can't tell you how many that are up there right now, my boys. They, man, they just doing anything for my boys. Because they like, I'm up here. Yes, I've got the jewelry. I've got the shoes. I've got the purse. I live in a big house. I got the car. But I'm still fucking bored. Have y'all ever noticed that? Y'all don't even see that shit around you. Just because they get everything they want doesn't mean they're happy. Just because they're living on top of the hill with some chiseled model type motherfucker doesn't mean they're happy. Because a lot of their happiness is connected to the emotional connection, guys. And you don't need looks for an emotional connection. It just blows my mind. Damn, I need to get my phone. What is that guy's name? Matter of fact, I got one guy, but let me. I got one guy here, but I mean, there's another wrestler guy. That's a big fat wrestler guy with this. He with this just blonde chick with a fat ass. God damn! I gotta find a chick. I gotta show y'all, dog. I'm gonna grab my phone to show y'all this shit. But let me show y'all this real quick. I gotta grab my phone. Y'all gotta see this shit. Let me find that shit. Oh, I got a text message to show y'all as well. But give me a second. Let me find that motherfucker. Where is it at? Just give me a second here. Let me find that shit. Right here. This is what I'm talking about right here. See, y'all guys, this is one couple I just want to show y'all. Y'all guys are under the impression that just because she's got a body means that she wants a chiseled guy. I can show you tons of these things. But this is one right here that y'all don't believe. Look at this one to the far right. If you saw her, right, you would say, man, she would never want a guy like that on the left. What would she want with a guy like that when she can have anything you want, right? But look at the guy on the left. Guess what? Yeah, hey, is he kissing her or is she kissing him? This is what y'all guys don't understand, guys. So many of you, yeah, heavy machine. Yeah, no. It's the machinery. Is it the heavy machinery guy? Do you see the chick? Dude, I gotta grab my phone and show her photo with that ass. Dude, what I'm telling you is this. So many of you guys look out the window and think that you're not good enough. The thing with guys is all Otis. Yeah, wait, yes, Otis. Dude, I got to get a picture. Let me get my phone. Let me go to commercial. I'm going to grab my phone. Let me go to this quick commercial. Grab my phone. Yeah, Mandy, dog, they dating in real life. Dog, he fucking her in real life. He smacked. She with Dolph Ziggler, he's fucking her. But, oh, wait. Hold on. Let me go. I'm going to show because y'all guys don't understand. My wrestling aficionados understand what I'm talking about. But give me a second. Let me go grab a commercial. I'll be right back.
Might not like me.
Man Mindset proudly presents the Phony Baloney Method of Getting Women. What level are you on?
Let me show y'all motherfuckers. Y'all don't, I know y'all think I'm crazy. Hold on. I gotta show you this motherfucker. This motherfucking woman is... Dude, I don't even know which one I want to show you. Shit, she just, I mean, all right, oh, shit, here's a photo of her. Let me zoom into the thing. All right, this is her right here. All right, that's Mandy Rose, okay? Let me see. So, yeah, she's stacked as a motherfucker. Yeah, so here's her face. I showed her ass, but this is her face. This is her. That's her right there, right? Mandy Rose, right? Now, look who the fuck she with right now. Hold on. And this, hold on, let me find that motherfucker. Show you the motherfucker she with. I'm going to show you this look. I mean, look at this motherfucker right here, dog. And it's, I'm not even knocking him. I'm just showing you, this is the guy she with right here. That guy right there. That's the guy, Otis. That's what I'm telling y'all guys. A lot of y'all guys out there think y'all ain't got a shot. Just like a lot of y'all guys don't understand. Do y'all know how many older guys are smashing younger chicks? Hey, no, Alexa is dating big Braun Strowman. No, she's dating Braun Strowman right now. I think she's dating Braun Strowman. But what I'm saying to y'all guys that are listening, oh, let me check the phone line. I'm sorry. Let me check the lines. Okay, y'all want to call in. What I'm saying to y'all guys is this. You guys have got to stop putting yourselves down and feel like you're not good enough. You guys have got to understand that, number one, a woman has a right to say no, but you also have the right to not give a fuck what she thinks. Oh, wait, let me go ahead and play it. Let me grab a clip. Let me find a clip. Oh, yeah, here we go from today's show. Now, guys, this is like from the Texan thing, and I want to show y'all how it is when you are doing it right. This is how it goes. See how fucking arrogant my client is? He's in the white. See how fucking arrogant he is? Get ready for the king's arrival. But look what she's saying. Look what she's saying. Read this shit. Yes, I will. Gotta impress you right. What time do you think you will be here? I was thinking 5 p.m. She says, okay, perfect. And he says, and your attitude is perfect. Guys, this, I know it sounds crazy. And, oh, shit. I'm going to hit the wrong button. Guys, I know what y'all see and stuff. It sounds crazy and shit. But y'all, your mind is a vast, vast thing. And I know what you're hearing right now sounds crazy. I know y'all feel like, oh, this ain't right. But let me tell y'all something. The problem with most of you guys is that a lot of you guys are doing the things I'm talking about not doing. A lot of you guys cannot tell a good story, okay? A lot of you guys, when you're talking to a woman, have nothing new to add when y'all talk, okay? A lot of you guys, when y'all having an intellectual conversation, a lot of you guys are so stuck on what you see that a lot of you guys can't see things from somebody else's side. A lot of you guys are not witty. Think about this shit. Like I said, a lot of you guys are broken records. And this is what y'all got to see. See, it's easy for somebody to put himself down when he chooses not to help himself up. I am not the tallest. I don't even look. If I could be 6 foot, I wouldn't even want it. I'm so happy with the size that I am. I wouldn't want to be anything else. I'm fine with what I am. I'm happy with what I am. I got my dogs that are older than me. Okay, like they in their 50s. Dog, they are running amok through these 20-year-olds. It doesn't make any sense. They just running amok through these women. Why? Because they have a simple understanding. And you know what that is? You ain't better than me. That's it. They don't listen. When you have a narcissistic type attitude, when you have that, women are drawn to it. Why? Because a lot of women are trying to figure out what separates this one guy from everybody else. Why is it just this one guy? Why is he the only one that's not under my spell? Why is he the only guy that's always a jerk and an asshole to me? And you know why he's a jerk and an asshole? Because he just says hi and keeps on walking. That's what makes him a jerk and an asshole. He just says hello and keeps on moving. Or if she says something where everybody else agrees with her and he doesn't feel that way, he speaks up for himself and tells her his side. That's what makes him a jerk, and that's what makes him an asshole. But see, the beautiful thing that helps guys like me win is guys like you that think by throwing salt on guys like me that you're doing more harm than good. See, the one thing I love as an ally, well, they don't know they're allies, but the thing that I love the most is women with fan clubs. Oh, I love women with fan clubs. I love them. A woman that has an entourage of guys that will do anything they can just to sniff her panties. I didn't say fuck her. Just to sniff her panties, they would do anything for her, right? Oh, I love those guys. And what I love the most is when, now guys, I'm going to give y'all something for when y'all get out to the clubs and stuff. The best thing is when you're trying to get at her, but you know she bullshitting and shit, so you kind of like just playing it by ear. What I would do, and I always tell my clients to do, is wait till she go out to the club. Find out what club she going to and make sure you show up. And why? Because her fan club and entourage are going to bring you closer to her than anything else in the world. God, this is a slam fucking dunk. Why? See, you're not going to even get close to her because of all the cock blockers, right? So you just want to say hi to her. Hey, what's up? You know, you just want to say hi, right? But you want to be seen by these guys. Now, guys, I already showed you one way to get into the group, but I'm showing you another way. See, what happens is as soon as you say hi to her and walk away, the first thing that these guys are doing is saying, who's that guy? Who is that guy? Yeah, you know, the insecure motherfuckers. Well, what's going on with y'all? Do you have feelings for him and all that stuff, right? And guess what? Guess who's her eyes and ears the whole night? You got the whole entourage of guys or whomever hanging out with her. They watching your every move so they can run back and tattletale and snitch on your motherfucking ass. But what they don't understand is, in snitching on your ass, it brings you closer to her. Why? Dude, I know some of y'all freelance. You know what I'm talking about with this shit. Whiskey. You know how it is when someone snitch on you. What's the first thing they do? Oh, you lying motherfucker. I can't believe you would do that. What you talking about? Oh, I heard you da 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 da. Wait a second. You ain't my girl, so why you give a fuck? Well, I thought you liked. No, that's not the whole point. You don't come over here yelling at me. Matter of fact, you better calm your tone down. Because if you ever talk to me like that again, I might fuck. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just upset. I just didn't understand. Hey, I thought you said you liked me and everything. And yet you mess with other women. I thought you liked me. It's not the fact that I'm interested in you, but I'm not going to wait a second. Here's the thing that you understand about me. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste my time running behind you. You know how I feel. You know what I want to do. But I'm not chasing you. Yeah, you sexy, but look, I'm not, hey, I'm sexy too, and I could be 300 pounds, I'm sexy. I don't give a fuck what you think. Listen, please, guys, understand this. You are allowed to feel how you want to feel about yourself. It's not your business to worry about what somebody else is thinking about you. Come on, guys, wake up. How do y'all think y'all going to win with women running behind them caking and shit? Worrying about what they saying and worrying about what they doing, guys. Come on, man. Guys, y'all got any questions, y'all can ask in the chat room and stuff like that. I think we're going to go probably 38 more minutes. Probably do a half hour, yeah. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, man. Right, this man, look. I'm not here to teach you how to be an asshole. That's not what I'm trying to teach you. Unfortunately, when you are authentic, you're going to be an asshole. Why? Because you play to the beat of your own drum. No whiskey, no chat line right now. We'll do that one of these days, bro. Not now. Not now. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, and this is very important, man. Very important. When you guys start to realize value and worth, the attraction is going to come from the fact that you're authentic. Women know that they can have nice cars, clothes, jewelry. They can have bank accounts. But they always want the guy that doesn't give a fuck about them. And listen, guys, I'm not telling you to pretend not to give a fuck. Don't wear a mask. That's not what this is about. I don't want you to wear a mask and pretend you don't give a fuck. When you are focused on what you have to do, you're going to live that life like you don't give a fuck. And these women are going to fucking hate you for this shit. They're going to hate you for it. But what is it they're going to hate? What is it they're going to hate you for? They're going to hate you because they can't do the things like you. They can't do those things. They want so badly. Guys, I tell you, man, it's one of the most craziest things in the world, gentlemen. When it comes to women, and hear me out. I'm not saying be an asshole. This is not you being an asshole show. But I don't think you guys understand the weight that you carry when you don't give a fuck. You carry such a heavy weight because she cannot move you because your life is not revolved around her like all the other guys. They are attracted. They love the guy that is close enough to grab, but not too far away. He's close enough. Like if she wants to pick up the phone and like, hey, how you doing? They'll do it. Not guys. Y'all don't even know how deep this game goes. Like some of my boys, all right. This is just how it is. I'm not trying to I'm just going to tell you how the fuck it is. Fuck it. Some of my boys don't even, you guys don't even know when a woman is giving you a signal. Matter of fact, let me ask the classroom. If I'm online on, okay, guys, if I'm online, yeah, I saw Step Brother, but hold on a second. I want to ask y'all, guys, classroom, ask you a question. If I'm on Facebook and I haven't talked to a chick in a while, what is the signal she can give me that she wants to talk to me? Anybody? Let me know. Let me know, guys. I'll watch that later on tonight, 5-0, but I'm asking you guys. Here's the question again, guys. If you're on Facebook or Instagram, that God damn hey, y'all, hey, y'all both get A's. Y'all get A's. Yes. All A. Freelance G, LJ, and Joshua. 504, we start right there in prime. We start right there. All A pluses. Why? Because women, okay, listen. Women got a subtle way of doing things without making them feel like I'm losing myself. Remember, even though she's insecure, she still has a little bit of an ego because all the other guys that are orbiting around her, okay? But when she's interested in you and she wants to talk to you or y'all kind of stop chatting or anything like that, what happens is that they will either poke, like y'all said, like a picture, put the hard eyes and things like that, okay? What I'm saying is this too, and yeah, a friend request, but no, Doc, I'm saying you're already talking to her, so she's probably on your list or whatever. But what I'm saying to you guys is that, does your weight mean anything in that, okay? Hold on, let me see what you're saying. Well, yeah, right. No, Marcus, you're right. That's what I'm saying, Marcus. I'm saying they're going to send you a signal. But what I'm saying to you guys is when you get the signal, what are you doing with the signal? That's the question. When you get the signal, guys, what are you doing with the signal? That's the question that I'm asking y'all. What are you doing with that signal that you get? Are you just sitting there, or are you making moves to go towards what? Guys, listen to me. I'm telling you, I'm not complicating this. When you first meet her, everything you're going to do is going to put you in a direction. I'm just being honest with you. If this is why I tell you about the intimacy, okay? Wait. Cherry, what do you mean? Cherry Town. Check this out, bro. Let me check the lines. 515-605-9373. Okay. I don't give a fuck who she is. That when you're in these groups, and these women like your shit, you just kind of look at her face and say, okay, and look at her profile, say, okay, I can fuck with her. And guess what? You send her a fucking message, introduce yourself, and bring up whatever fucking meme or whatever you posted in the group because she liked it, because she thought it was fucking funny. Guys, this is not complicated. This is why I tell you guys, all you guys out there should be in Facebook groups just shooting this shit, just coming up with some goofy. Guys, I always tell y'all, if you ever want to steal from me, hey, guys, go to my Facebook page. Because I talk about the listen, not only do I make posts about crazy-ass shit, I'll say some fucking crazy-ass shit on top of the post. Why? Because you don't have to laugh at my joke to be funny to me. If I thought it was funny, I'ma type it up because it's funny to me. It doesn't have to be funny to you, but it's funny to me. And what I'm saying is when you do that kind of stuff, you have people liking your stuff, sending you messages and friend requests. Now, I can't tell you how many women I fucking turned down, man. But that's not the point. The point is that I'm trying to tell you guys this. When you post shit that's funny to you. Okay, 1990. When you say the word opener up, you mean take a knife or a scalpel and slit from her chest to her stomach and rip it open up? Because 1990, we don't use no fucking PUA terms over here. What the fuck is opening her up? What does he mean with a, does 1990, does he mean with a scalpel? Do I use, what, a saw to open her up? Do I use scissors to open her up? Hey, 1990, what am I using to open her up with? Because I know you ain't talking about spitting yak in her ear. So what am I opening up with? A knife? A butter knife? What am I using to open her up with, 1990? What, if she's having a bad day, I got to really cut into her body and open her up? Is that how you do it? Because I know you're using PUA terms over here. So what does he mean by open her up? What did I do? Put some chloroform, knock her out? What? I don't know. Take a saw and cut her and put my foot on one side and pull it. What you mean, 1990? How should I open her up? I need you to tell me. How do you want me to open her up? I don't understand what he means. Because I know he ain't using no PUA terms in this motherfucker. So what does he mean by open her up? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, what does he mean? Do I need to take a beer bottle and smash it and stab her a few times and rip it open like that? I mean, when you say open her up, what do you mean by open her up when she's having a bad day? I don't understand. He talking about any advice. I don't know what he mean. What am I opening up, dog? 1990, can you answer my question? What the fuck am I opening up, dog? Because I know you ain't using no bitch-ass PUA terms over here. You mean literally open her up with a scalpel? What you mean open her up? Talk to me, dog. Because I know you ain't using no PUA shit over here. Open her up. Man, guys. This is why y'all fuck up. I'm going to just say 1990. I got to look that shit up. I got to look at that PU. What the fuck does that mean? I'm going to look that shit up. What is a PUA term for? Oh, is it PUA? PUA, open her up. Let me see what the term for PUA means, for open her up. So PUA terms for opening her up. Huh. Let's see what it means. Let's see. Open her up. Let's see. I'm trying to find what it means in the PUA term. I'm trying to find what it means to open her up. I don't even know what the fuck that means, dude. No, 1990, I'm not getting back again. I'm getting on you. The fuck you mean open her up? See, let me tell you something, 1990. I hate to call people losers, because I'm not going to call you a loser, because I don't know you. But when you write shit like this, this is why you ain't fucking. This is why you ain't getting no pussy. You show me a lion that says, okay, let me go to Lion Tube or Lion Book or Lionagram or Lion Twitter, and let me ask all the other animals how to open up a fucking zebra. Who the fuck gives a fuck? Fuck is that about? See, brother, let me tell you why you ain't got no game. Because if you had game when the motherfucking woman is having a bad day, guess who the fuck she's going to call? She's going to call or text or put a note on a dove and send it to the guy that knows how to put that flavor in her motherfucking ear. See, this is the problem with you motherfuckers. You're so busy trying to figure out how to open her up. Why the fuck can't she call you when she's having a bad day? Why can't she send you a photo when she's having a bad day? Why can't she text you or call you or videotape you to see you to make herself feel better because she's having a bad day? Can you tell me that shit? Oh, shit, I forgot about this shit. I'm waiting. Let me know. Fuck. Just let me know. Y'all guys, y'all forget that you don't have to sit around here and why you give a fuck about her bad day. What does her bad day got to do with you? If you ain't even fucking her. That's what's so crazy about y'all, man. That's why y'all get put in these bad positions. Because all y'all want to do is y'all want to make women feel good when they have a bad day, but don't get anything out that shit. Fuck that, man. Why the fuck would I even want... Why would I even want to deal with something like that? Can somebody explain that shit to me? Why would that have any meaning to me if she ain't down like four flats? But that's the thing that's important, and that's the stuff that y'all got to start to understand. And y'all got to start to learn this stuff, man. I'm telling y'all right now, you know, we got about 21 more minutes left. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that at the end of the day, and it's important to understand this, is that I don't know what open her up means because he ain't, she's got two sets of legs, TWO motherfucker, two sets of legs, right? What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about, man? Understand what you're talking about, man. But this is why motherfuckers like you lose, man. What the fuck do you mean two sets? What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck does her have two sets of legs got to do with opening her up after having a bad day? What the fuck are you talking about? But then, you know, but again... You know, I got to be the bad guy here because a lot of y'all guys ain't about this life, man. Y'all ain't about this shit, man. Well, let me try this shit again. A lot of y'all ain't about that life, man. Look, and all I'm saying at the end of the day, when it comes to all this stuff, man, y'all got to think outside these motherfucking confines and stop worrying about these women. Because if you're doing it right and you're putting flavor in her ear, like I was saying, that these women are going to come to you. They're going to tell you they're having a bad day. So it's something to think about. But anyway, we all got almost about 15 minutes left in the show. So if any of y'all got any questions, go ahead and feel free to ask, and I'll be happy to answer those questions. Also, we're going to have, I'm going to be dropping some YouTubes on the side. I got to finish up. I got a few of them. But I'm going to drop some YouTubes on the side. And I got so much work to do. But anyway. But yeah, if y'all got any questions, feel free to ask. This is what the room is. Let me take that fucking question. I can't believe it. I even pondered that question. But anyway, if y'all got any questions, we got about, we're going to run about 18 more minutes left of the show. So any questions y'all have, feel free to ask, and I'll be happy to answer. Couldn't see the phone monitor, so. And also, if y'all want to call in, we'll wrap this up. The number line is 515-605-9373. If y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373. Y'all want to call in. Yeah, we got a few more minutes left. So I just, Amy, y'all got any questions, feel free to answer any of your questions, sir. But if Call of Duty is on point. Matter of fact, when I get off, I'm about to jump on that shit for a few minutes. I got work to do. Shit, I've been up since 4 o'clock working, so. Meaning the one between her legs and the one between her ears. You just, 1990, you just don't understand, dog. I don't know if you're in the right place, but you just don't. You don't understand the game, dog. You don't understand, man. You don't understand, dog. Jock, 1990. Here's the problem. If I gave you the answer, you still ain't gonna do it because you ain't talking to no bitches. Number one. So if I gave you the answer, that I don't understand now. I'm just saying to y'all guys, man, that unfortunately for a lot of you guys, you want quick fixes. And the problem what you're asking 1990 is you just ain't real with yourself. I think you're lying to yourself. You don't have no game. You don't know how to talk to women. You don't know how to approach. You don't know how to text. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you don't know how to do, and it's not a knock on you. You just don't know how to do it. But you're trying to get a quick fix over here, and it doesn't work that way with women, especially when she's having a bad day. Now, y'all remember my client? I think we did a testimonial. She was on her period, and he was going to stay home. Then I made him go over there and talk to her. No, he was going to stay home. But I made him tell him to go over there and offer to give her a massage. He went over there, gave her a foot massage. He was about to leave. She walks to the door and gives him head and shit. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is that it's not about opening her fucking legs, young man, when you really know what the fuck you're doing. Because when you know what you're doing, she's going to be reaching out to you. She's going to be trying to get at you. She's going to see what you're doing. She's going to tell you I'm having a bad day. Can you make me feel better? Can I see you? Can I spend some time with you? That's how the game go. Other than that, I'm not sitting around kissing somebody's motherfucking ass. Now, if I see that she's not feeling well, yeah, that's different. But a lot of y'all guys aren't even talking to women to even ask that question, man. That's crazy, man. 1990, you need to be more on how do I talk to women before you talk about her having a bad day. That's really putting the fucking buggy before the horse type shit. So, last go round. We got about 14 more minutes left in the show. Any questions y'all got, go ahead and ask. That's what this show is for. This is pretty interesting. Salt. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, what a lot of women would do, they'll divulge the information. A lot of women will say, when they're not feeling good, they'll tell you, oh, I'm just having a bad day. I'm feeling groggy, bloated, or whatever they feel. I'm just not feeling good. And can I come over and just snuggle up or whatever? Or can you come over? And she'll be drinking some fucking wine. She just want to be held type shit. But see, that's part of it. It's not all about fucking. There's certain things. Sometimes they just want to be fucking held when they're not feeling right. Her cat could have died. She could have had an argument with her mom. Her dad, you know, her mom called her dad cheat. You know, all this. You don't know what they're going through. Every woman goes through their own thing. That's why I keep trying to tell you. We got to stop focusing on what these women are going through, because what they're going through is none of our motherfucking business. It's not our business what they're going through. They're going through what they're going through. It has nothing to do with us. And once y'all can start realizing it's nothing to do with us, then you're better apt to do better on with a lot of things. But y'all got to stop worrying about shit that y'all have no nothing. Y'all can't do nothing about. You know what I mean? Can't do nothing about that, man. And if she's not happy, it is shifting up and shifting down. It's to me, I think. You get more points by not trying to fuck than you do trying to fuck. Because there's two different hold on, there's two different boats here. All right, let me explain this to you. There's one boat going towards sex, and then there's another boat going towards the friend zone, all right? There's two different, it's the same behavior, but they're looked at in two different ways depending on which way you're going, okay? I think I'm going to do a video on that, man. Two totally different ways. When she's not feeling well or she's having a bad day, they're two totally different, two opposite ways of things that can happen. Both guys can do the same thing. I'm going to write that. I'm not going to talk about that. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a video on that. Hey, 1990, thank you, dog. I'm going to do a video on that. Yeah, I got to break that down, dude. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that shit. But no, there's two. The same action, depending on what way you go. This is why I keep trying to tell you guys. This is why I tell you guys how important it is. This is why I tell you guys how important it is. Oh, wait, let me see how to set this shit down. This is why I keep telling you guys how important it is to let her know what your intentions are. Yeah, Juice. I'm going to do a video on that shit. Yeah, Juice, I wrote that down. I'm going to take 1990. I'm going to take your credit. You get credit for that, dog. I'm going to do a video on that shit because that's a whole different ball game. But it really, guys, all this shit comes down to is how intimate or what you put down. And guys, again, at the end of the day, how you talk to her is going to be very, very important, man. How you talk and what you discuss, it's going to be very important. It's either going to make you or break you at the end of the day, man. We got 9 more minutes, guys. Any more questions? I guess I'm going to close up the telephone line. Let me shut those down. And